Louisiana gardeners use a wide variety of spring flowering bulbs in their landscapes. Just to name a few, it includes Louisiana iris, amaryllis, daffodils, narcissus, and many, many others. After they finish flowering, oftentimes seed pods will form where the flowers were located. And really, it's a wasted effort for these plants to try to develop these seed pods. So right after flowering finishes, particularly if you begin to see seed pods developing, cut off those old flower stalks right back down at the base where they join in with the foliage of the plant. By removing the seed pods, you prevent the plant from wasting a lot of energy put into those seed pods that we don't need. You also need to remember not to remove any of the green foliage from these bulbs that we expect to come back and bloom for us in years to come. The green foliage is manufacturing food right now and sending that food down to the bulbs to make sure the bulbs are nice and fat, well supplied with food, and setting flower buds. Forget it growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.